1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's the Signature 6.
Signature 6.
Sponsored by Signature Bank. Real people ready to help your business.
Okay, here we go, guys. The Signature 6 at 6 hospitality jobs. Number one, they've declined in Illinois nearly 52% since the pandemic began. That's according to new data. But the Daily Herald says, while leisure and hospitality jobs were hit the hardest, the number of small businesses open in Illinois has fallen by more than 36% compared to last January. The decline in Illinois small business is similar to the national trend for the same time period. Nationally, the number of small businesses down about 34%, with about 51% declines in leisure and hospitality jobs. Number two, Indiana's mask mandate ended today, but that doesn't mean you can leave your mask in the car. Many businesses, from big chains to small mom-and-pop stores, say they plan to follow CDC guidelines, not Indiana guidelines, and require the masks while inside. By the way, almost half of small businesses in the state say that they will encourage their workers to get the COVID-19 vaccine. 2% say they will require their employees to be vaccinated. Number three, Chicago Inno says television streaming company Fubo TV is launching a sports gambling division. It'll be headquartered here in Chicago. That's about 100 jobs coming to the city over the next 3 months. Fubo TV is a live TV streaming service that launched in 2015, went public a couple of years ago. It's launching its new Fubo gaming subsidiary in Chicago in the fourth quarter of the year. Do you know Fubo TV, Kevin?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I don't know Fubo TV.
I've never actually used it, but yeah.
Company first announced the launch of Fubo Gaming in January after they purchased Victory, a sports betting company here. Neuqua Valley, number four, the high school there, business entrepreneurship class, plans for a fake pet care technology business, earned them a spot in a national competition. The students from Neuqua Valley will pitch their simulated business, Catalyst Care, this month in Virtual Enterprises International's National Business Plan Competition. Have you ever had a fake business, Kevin?
I've never, like, you know, tried to dupe anyone. In my head, I've created businesses.
What's the best business you've created in your head? Share it with us today.
I can't remember.
Too graphic?
Well, you know, I love food. My brother and I have talked about, you know, people can't decide menu, like what to order.
Yeah.
Just contact us. We'll check out the menu and give you some good ideas.
I like that. That's a great idea. You could be like the two old Muppets in the movie balcony.
Yeah, I was also, I don't want to give away all my good ideas.
Like, give us another one.
Well, like, there's really no great golf social media site, social network site.
Yeah.
So I'll just leave it at that, but I think there's something there.
Mary, what's the best idea you've had for a business in your head?
I don't know. I'd like to do like an Etsy type of store, you know, with a
brick
bunch
and mortar,
of, like a bunch of crafts of homemade stuff.
You do a little pop up at the the art fairs over the summer.
Well, I've done a lot of craft shows, but I'd like to do with other people's stuff.
What number was I up to? You guys remember?
Huh?
I think would you go up or down?
Number five. So what did you do with your recovery checks? Recreational marijuana sales in Illinois were over $100 million for the first time in March. A big surge in sales. More outlets are a big factor. There's more spots where you can buy them. Pot shops sold $109.1 million worth of cannabis products for the adult use just last month. Purchases by out-of-state residents rose to nearly 31%. So who said those cheeseheads are afraid to come to Chicago?
More and more people I know are getting into it.
Number six, on the subject of marijuana, tech company Philo has raised another $30 million. They got started a couple of years ago. They help marijuana companies. I've actually talked to this company. I think it's pretty cool. They help facilitate marijuana stores or other companies deal with all the state regulations, help them deal with marketing, things like that. It's all very difficult. Every state, sometimes by county, has different regulations. So this company, Philo, helps them organize. They just raised another $30 million. So not too shabby there. All right, that's your Signature 6 at 6 for this Tuesday afternoon on Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to talk to Ian Schur just around the corner.